Okay, Sfasemes, it's in Parsha Shkolim, it's Tuf Resh Mem Zayin. Shkolim Tuf Resh Mem Zayin. Ze Yitnu. So the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel. Ze Yitnu. Ramu Chazal, Nizkar Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Elu Shalom, Veherli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matbeya Shel Eish. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu could not on his own, could not come to, exactly what it is. For whatever reason, that's not what Isaac in right now. Moshe Rabbeinu could not come to this. What's the Masa Shekel, the Hev Shekel? The Herul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matbeya Shel Eish. And Chazal tells us that Hashem took a Matbeya Shel Eish, took a coin of fire from under his throne, from under the Kisei HaKavod, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Ze Yitnu. This is the Masa Shekel. This is what they have to give. This is the Masa Shekel. Kaze Yitnu. Kihine bevadai, he says a very, very deep and beautiful thing. Kihine bevadai, al yidei nedavazu, nis'alu nafshes bnei Yisrael. It's clear that this is not just an issue of a tax, of some financial arrangement to support the Korbanos Tzibur and to support the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a way of giving a remarkable hisalus and aliyah for nafshes Yisrael, that for Jews to be able to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that this is our entrance into the time of Rosh Chodesh of Adar. It's the beginning of Purim Pesach. Everything begins with Machzah Shekel. It's the beginning. So it's not just a matter of housekeeping with the Beis HaMikdash. There's something else going on here, that through this giving, this alu nafshes bnei Yisrael, that it gave the Jewish people an opportunity for aliyah, for tremendous aliyah. K'mesh nemar, and that's why the parasha of Masa Shekel begins with the words, kisisa es reish bnei Yisrael. So the simple pshat, of course, in kisisa, a census is being taken, and kisisa means to count the Jewish people, to count the heads of the Jewish people, to count them by their heads. But kisisa es reish bnei Yisrael means also to lift up. Kisisa, nosai, as Reish B'nai Gershon. Kisisa means to lift up, to lift up. The Chein Hu B'Medrash. And where do we see the lifting up of the Jewish people, the Aliyah of the Jewish people through Machzah Shekel, through this mitzvah of the Hev Shekel? So the Medrash brings it in the Tanchuma, Kishakarim Pasha Shkola Moshe Rabbeinu Zoykev Reishon Shal Yisrael. The Medrash, the Sfasemes brings down earlier, the Medrash actually reads in the Tanchuma that Moshe Rabbeinu lama Torah liYisrael v'advicha lamitzvus. I'm reading the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu nosan lahem sidrei Torah uparashiyah shekarim b'hem b'chal Shabbos b'chal Chodesh b'chal Yisrael b'chal Mari. That the Torah was divided, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people the parashiyahs that we read every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh and different Yom Tovim. V'heim askim ayisah b'chal parashu uparashu. But parasha Shkolim, when it came to parasha Shkolim, this parasha Shkolim, it's an amazing medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, he was afraid that once I'm going to die, no one's going to remember me. Couldn't be an Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu worried about himself. Hashem told him, by your life, the same way that now, just like now, you're standing here and you're giving them the parasha of Shkolim. But after Zoykev as Roshan, I'm just telling you over the Medrash. We'll get back to the piece. And you're Zoykev as Roshan, you're lifting up the heads of the Jewish people. Kach b'chol shana b'shana kishakaren aysel lefanai. Every year when the Jewish people are going to read parasha of Shkolim, every year kilo at oimed sham aysel shor, it will be like you're standing there, Moshe Rabbeinu yourself, the Zoykev as Roshan, and picking up our heads, minayin, because it says in the pasuk, kisisa es reish bnei Yisrael, and then the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel, kisisa es reish bnei Yisrael, to lift up our heads. So there's somehow with the mitzvah of the Hev Shekel, of Machzah Shekel, the Sfasemes is explaining us through Chazal that there's this extraordinary nisias rosh, that the Jewish people are lifted up from something, but the Torah doesn't tell us how. When we read the Torah, all we see is that it's a way of collecting money for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Karbanos. And it's a way of counting and making a census of the Jewish people. But we don't know how is that in the Sias Reish. So the Sfarim all talk about how counting the Jewish people means that each Jew counts. That's all the Svarim go on that mahalach. And that when a person is singled out and counted, it means that he has chashivas, he's somebody. But here the Svarim says an extraordinary thing. Listen. So now we're back inside. Right after Kuf Samachai on top. The Yesh l'kol echad miYisrael sherish b'shamayim. The Yesh b'kol echad miYisrael sherish b'shamayim. That each and every one of us, we're walking around in this world, but we have a sherish in shamayim. That's not the root, of course, of who we are. Each and every one of us lives in two worlds simultaneously. The anaf, the anafim, the branch, the branches of our existence extend into this physical world. But the shoresh, the root of each and every one of us, not just where we came from, but even now, the shoresh of each and every one of us is in Shemayim. We're living in these two worlds right now. It's not that Olam Haba is only something where I go to after 120. Right now, there's a physical part of me that's dwelling in this world, and there's the root of my existence that's in Shemayim. Shemayim's not it. We're not talking about a physical place that you can get to with a rocket. We're talking about the Olam HaRuchni, that spiritual root of my existence in Shemayim. The Zehar Remez, this, the Sfasemez says, is the hint of Machza Shekel. Hainu, HaChelek Shalamata Hu Chatzi. It's interesting, because the Torah is always demanding of us to do our best and to give everything that we have. And with this mitzvah, everything is a half shekel. A half. It's an interesting shiur, a half. So the Sfasema says, the hint over here is, Hainu achelek shalamata hu chatzi. A Jew has to look at himself and to know that what you see in this world of yourself is only chatzi. That's a half of who you are. The chatzi hasheini, the second half, is b'shayrish, is the root of who you are. L'chein heraloi. So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. He didn't know what this coin is. What is this Machza Shekel? Obviously it's not the coin itself. It's the deeper meaning of Machza Shekel. And Hashem pulled out from under his throne a fire, a half shekel, and he said, Zeh Yitnu. This is it. So Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chein heraloi sheyecholin lamata liten kefi ha'chelek shelamala. Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to teach Jews that they could match up what they are down below with who they really are up above. I want you to show that a Jew is not stuck in that bottom half of his existence, and that he can connect his half shekel below with a half shekel of who he really is. He can come to that mitzias of his real existence, and he can make that connection between his lower physical existence and the higher machatzis, the higher half of who he really is in Shemayim, of who he is b'shayrish. This concept of half and half, this division, is a very big Indian in the Zohar Kaddish. Look at footnote Kuf Samach Vav. I circled it there, you see. He brings from the Zohar Kaddish Parshas Noach. There, the Zohar is going on, why does it say twice? Ela told us Noach, Noach. And we have other places, Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe, right? It says, why twice? So the Zohar says, Loma Noach, Noach, Trey Zimni. Why twice? Noach, Noach. Ela called Tzadik v'tzadik di ba'alma, every single tzadik in the world, and that really means each and every one of us, because Amech Kulam Tzadikim, each and every Jew. Islay train Ruchim. He has two Ruchos. Rucha Chad ba'alma dein. He has one existence, one Ruach, one existence here in this world. Rucha Chad ba'alma da'asi. And he has another existence. The other half of his existence is in Olam Haba. Again, Olam Haba doesn't mean after you die, it means in the higher world. Vahachi Tishka Bakula Tzadikim. Now, the reason this is spelled out by Tzadikim is because the Tzadikim are successful in the course of their lifetimes to join together the two halves, the half that they are in this world, and the together with the half of the Shoresh in the higher world. So by the Tzadikim, we see this. Noach, Noach, Moshe, Moshe, Avram, Avram. We see that. Moshe, Moshe, Yaakov, Yaakov, Avram, Avram, Shmuel, Shmuel. Ayn Shama Mari Rashbi Rabshum Baichain Sevik Gulum Tanchum and so on, Sharkadush of Chaim Vital explains, Ubiridatam, when the Nishamas come by Ilam Hazeh, Lislabish Bagufais, when the Nishamas descend into this world to become enclosed in the bodies, Menichas Sharashayim Devukais Bimakairam. They leave the Shorish of who they are, it's like there's a split, like of an atom, there's a split. And when the Nishama comes to this world, the Nishama divides, there's a split. The Shorish, the Nishama remains above, and part of the person descends below and becomes enclosed in the physical body. And only as I said before, the branches of who the person is descend into the physical world and end up, you know, screaming in the hospital room and then being taken home and then going through all the narishkeit and tsaros of being in this world and the greatness of being in this world. Umislabshus begufus velamezah, becoming clothed in the bodies of the physical world. Kedinyan anfei ha'ilon. This could be compared to the branches of a tree. Shein dvukos umishroshus begufa ilon. The branches that are connected to the actual tree itself. The kofifais atzma lamata, and these branches reach down below. The noigas bekarka atzma. And the branches of the tree are leaning over and touching the ground. While they're still connected to the tree, like a weeping willow, these kind, where it leans over, and the branches are leaning and touching the ground. So we see the branches that are touching the ground, but the root of the tree, of course, is above, is higher. Rabbi Chaim Vital says that when a person sins, God forbid something where he's chayiv kares, a serious thing, nichras oisai anach megufa ilan, he's able to, God forbid, cut off that branch and separate it from the tree. Zeh sod mashakosu b'tzadikim shenichbal shmon. This is the secret of what it says by the tzadikim, that the name is said twice. Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. Keneg b'chinas asherish anishu l'mal adobik b'ilan. Because the tzadik does not allow himself to be cut off. The tzaddik remains attached to the tree. He remains attached to the shorish above. That's why he's Noach, Noach, Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. But the truth is, each and every one of us, even though God forbid there's a chet, it doesn't mean that a person is utterly cut off from who he is. But it's hard. You have to attach. There's a disconnect that needs to be repaired. Vayin l'kut etar l'arav shirashirim, and he brings from the Alter Rebbe the Baal Tanya shirashirim. Hine noidish shalo kol ha'nishama kula b'chlola himilubeshes b'guf adam lamata. The Alter Rebbe says, it's known, that it's not the entire neshama that becomes enclosed in the physical guf. It's not the entire neshama. Shoy malach b'shlis olam oimid v'neshama hi yoyse al yerev eich tuchel eslabish b'guf adam lamata shu katum ha'chil. He says, no physical body can hold the entire neshama of a human being. The neshama would explode. Would cause the body to explode. It can't be. Elok tzas ha'arm and neshama hi hamislabesh v'guf. Only a little bit, which we're calling now, the Sfasam is explaining, is called machasis ha'shekel. Only a bit, a part of who we really are, becomes enclosed in our bodies. The majority of who we are, again, we're calling it machatzis, the majority of who we are remains in its shorish, the tree, and shamay. Only a part of us descends into the guf. But the entirety of the neshama, the whole thing, is above and is called makif. And he says that's the meaning of what mazel means. That the Chazal say that's the meaning of mazel. Gemara says, Chazal tell us that there are many things that we don't see with our physical eyes, but you feel something inside of you. You don't know what's causing me to feel this way, because your mazel sees something. Your mazel sees something. Like the Mezid Shemagid, there's a famous thing he says that is funny. That how come you find when a person, like sometimes when a person trips, he trips or something silly happens. So, or he falls down, but he's okay, then people like laugh, they giggle. So the Mezid Shemagid is like, what's so funny about that? It's nothing funny that somebody tripped. Why are you laughing? So he said, because your neshama knows that at that moment, that person was, God forbid, supposed to have a terrible din, some kind of, he could have died. And your neshama knows that he was spared that death because of being humiliated and embarrassed, falling, you know, in front of people. It's embarrassing. So your neshama knows that. You don't know that. You don't know. Like, it's funny. The guy fell. It's funny. But your neshama knows that. So because of that, you have this urge to live. It's a strange thing. And there are many other things like that. But Chazal say, you don't see it yourself. Meaning your machzis is here in this world. The half of you in this world doesn't know what's going on. You're scared of something. You don't know why. You're happy about something. You're not sure. But in Shemayim, the neshama is seeing something. The neshama is enjoying something. That's one of the reasons for the great joy after Yom Kippur. But it's not just the relief of being finished with the Yom HaKadosh. It's the feeling that your neshama knows what a gewaldig kapara there was, even if you didn't turn your whole insides out. But sof kol sof, you spent the whole Rosh Hashanah, I say something truly, the whole time slichas, and then afterwards all the davening, and you fasted and everything. So the neshama is filled with such simcha that you feel different. It's because your neshama knows. Part of you doesn't know, your physical part doesn't know what this is. Something's going on, you don't know what, and you could attribute it to a million things. Like when you do a favor for somebody, even though you were annoyed and you didn't want to do it, like you got a call from your friend, it's 11:30 and it's snowing, oh, can you help me out, you know, my car. So you don't feel like doing it, but when you do it, you feel good. Afterwards, you feel good. Even though you have every reason in the world to feel lousy, because you're going to sleep an hour later than you thought, and you're cold, and your friend's done it 20 times and you're annoyed with him. But something inside of you is telling you that this is good. So back on top, Umar is a Kaini. Back on top, you see it, Mem Vav Zayin. Umar is a Kaini, the next to last line. Umar can see us Reish who Shabbos. So the Chedushim, his grandfather, said that Nesias Reish, for the head is uplifted, is Shabbos. He's getting back to the meaning of what's the Nesias Reish of Maaseh Shekel. So we're going to learn, obviously, that at this time on Shabbos, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you could lift up their heads. It means that we're now entering into the Kedusha of Purim of Pesach, and that something is going on in the half above that draws very strongly, like a magnet, the half below. And therefore, each and every one of us could have, during this time of the year, to begin to feel, Pashas Kolam, a big Hisayrus. So it says, Kisisa, so he says, Kinesias, Raishu, Shabbos, what's the connection to Shabbos? And you see that Hashem Baruch Hu wanted that we should read Pashas Shkolam Shabbos. It should be Shabbos Shkolam. But what's the Nesias Rosh on Shabbos? Shem Ha'Asias Rosh. Next page. He says that you take the letters Rosh and you promote the letters Resh, Aleph, Shin. Let's promote those letters and move each letter, Resh and Aleph and Shin. We move it up to the letter above. So we take Resh, Aleph, Shin. Resh, the next letter is Shin. Aleph, the next letter is Beis, and Shin, the next letter is Saf, Shabbos. So he says that the letter is Rosh, when you lift them up, it's Shabbos. Resh, Aleph, Shin, when you're Kisisa as Rosh. That means that Jews on Shabbos have an Asiyas Rosh, but especially on Shabbos Shkolim, Shalomalamihan, when you lift each letter up to the letter that's above, the Resh, which is 200, then you lift it up to the Shin, which is 300, and so on. Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Ayin Sham from his grandfather. And the Sfasema says this is exactly what I'm saying. Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh. Every Shabbos. But especially these special Shabboses of Shkolim and so on. But every Shabbos, a Jew can experience a Nesias Reish. He could have an Aliyah on Shabbos. Why more than the week? Besides all the other stuff we know about Shabbos. But the Rebbe explains. Shabbos Kodesh, Ayidei Ha'oris HaNeshami Yaseir. You know that each and every one of us on Shabbos we receive a Neshami Yaseir, right? An additional Neshama. What that means, the Sfasema says, that every Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, Hashem allows entrance into this guf, into our bodies, of more of that Neshama that's above. We get an extra dosage. Remember that the bigger part of who we are is in Shammai. This is a machzis down here in the world, in the guf. The Neshama Yaseira of Shabbos is that on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, it has a lot to do with how you acted during the week, obviously, and what you were doing during the week and so on. But Hashem allows into the guf an additional, besides the regular, he allows additional Neshama, more than you regularly have filling your guf. You have an extra measure of Neshama. Shehi Yachelik Shalamala. And that is the chelik from above. That part of who you are, That part of who you are that's kept from you during the week, on Shabbos, you can access that. That can descend into you if you want to be mekabelit. And again, depending upon how you were working on things during the week, you could have access to that. In other words, there's a tesefes, there's an additional measure of neshama yaseira that comes to a person from the sherish of who he is, from the root of his existence, from the higher machzis, from the higher half, on Shabbos. Yoredes Misham, He'ara, and there descends from above, meaning from the root of the person's neshama, there descends from above, below into our bodies here in this world, He'ara, Lahalois Zah Chelik Shalamata, a flash, an illumination of light to lift up your chelik here in this world of who you are and how you experience Yiddishkeit. Lachain, therefore, tiknu lekreis Pasha Shkolem b'Shabbos. Therefore, we don't read Pasha Shkolem. The takana was not to read Pasha Shkolem on Monday or Thursday. The takana is to read Pasha Shkolem dafkan Shabbos. Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Rosh Bnei Yisrael means Shabbos. Kisisa is dafka Shabbos. The best time is Shabbos, because Shabbos, to begin with, there is a connection between the neshama above and the guf below, neshama yisera, and the parasha of Shkolem is half shekel here, half shekel there, so there can be a withdrawal from the higher part of ourselves on parasha Shkolem more than any other Shabbos into the guf. Ki hamitzvah ha'isa b'beis hamikdash lo'ayra al-yidei ha'chelik shalamata lizdabik b'chelik shalamala. Because the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash was, at that time, the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash was to awaken that half that's above through the half here that's below. And in doing that, we're able to have a dveikus between the people that we are in this world and the shorish of who we can be and of who we really are, which is in the higher world. V'zeu shesidah ha-paitan, and this is found in the piyut that's said by some people on Shabbos Shkolem, v'shekel esa. It was the taking of the shekel, or the half shekel, that is, the term that's used is shekel esa, which means I lift up the shekel. It's an interesting thing, doesn't it? Not, usually would say, no same, latet, right? To give. It says esa, to lift up. That's going with what we're learning. If a person works at it, and he, during the week, he can hold on, I don't know if it's the whole thing, but he can hold on to part of it, that it stays with him. He's given an opportunity. He has like a free pass, and then you have to see if you like it. Like, you know, if you get a sample, and like the tzaddikim say, the person walks into a bakery, and they used to, now they don't do it maybe anymore, but they used to have, when I was a kid also, they would have in the bakery, they would have a plate with a cake and little pieces, and you take a piece, and they wanted that you should like that cake, and then you should order. So a poor guy walks into the bakery and he says free, and he takes a piece and he says, okay, I like that. So the girl says, how much would you like? He says, I'd like to have 5 pounds of that. So she packs him up 5 pounds. He starts to walk out. She says, where do you think you're going? You didn't pay. He says free. So she says, that's only a sample to see if you like it. If you like it, then you have to pay. You know, you have to work at it. If you like it, it's a sample. Give a taste. Tamu'u kitoiv Hashem. So, yes, Hashem gives us a sample that this is, when it comes to an Eis Rotzen, a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, a Simcha, a Bar Mitzvah, a Chasen, a Bris, whatever. So the Hashem gives out samples. If you like it, and that Hisaris is something that you want to hold on to, then Hashem says, Besaydi, you want 5 pounds, you got to work. That's something that's work. That's more learning, more davening. But, yes, you can keep all or some of it, depending upon how much you put into that. It's a sample. The shekel esa, hagam shnois nerak mechze, even though we only give a half shekel. So yet, it says in the piyut, it says shekel, a whole shekel, because the point of this is, how can I connect my half a shekel below with a half a shekel above? V'layidei zen, noisei kol ha-shekel kanal. You're able to lift up the whole shekel. That's why it says shekel esa. Shechal hazeh chelek ha-sheni, because you could bring together the two parts, the machzis and the machzis, the two halves can be brought together. Va'ata ein lano ha-mitzvah v'po'al. No, so now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and we don't have the actual mitzvah. We just have the custom. We read, we have the takana to read Pasha Shkolem on Shabbos, and then we have the custom to give some coins. But we don't have the real mitzvah of Masa Shekel. Rak b'Shabbos Kodesh. But Hashem gave us that on Shabbos. Ayidei ha-orah ha-yeredetz milamal, because on Shabbos, there is that light of the Neshama Yaseira that descends into the guf on Shabbos. Shume'ein ma'asho'amur chazal, which is something, a taste of what chazal say is going to be when a person goes to Olam Haba, when his life is over. Lost a lover in the future. Tzadikim yoshvim atraseim rasheim. The tzadikim are sitting in Gan Eden, wearing the crowns on their heads. The Shabbos kodesh shume'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos, every Shabbos, is a taste of Olam Haba. So in every Shabbos, a person is able to experience something of that Atarosayim Beroshayim, which means an Asiyas Rosh, where a person has an Aliyah, where there can be this this connection between who I am here and who I really am there. And there could be some sort of a better connection, a better hookup between those two parts. L'chein, therefore, yoreid ha'or mechelek hanel. So on Shabbos, every Shabbos, there's a chelek that descends into the guf. Therefore, on Parsha Shkolim, we daven that we should be able to be zoicha to have the schus to fix that chelik of who I am, shalamata, below here in my life, to fix it by using that energy, that koach of the machzis that I have access to davke more than any other Shabbos on Shabbos Shkolim. And through this rotzen, through this longing that a Jew has to give tzedakah, which is sof kol sof, but pashas kolam and masa shekel, to give tzedakah, by this longing that a Jew has to give of himself, litain hanadava, k'mashnava b'parsha, v'yidaber, leimor, mechlal shekriyas ha-parsha hu mesaken ki'ilu nasnoi, that when we read this parsha, this Shabbos, it's ki'ilu we're giving the half a shekel, because Hashem made it in such a way that when we read these parashiyas, it's ki'ilu. On some level, we're accomplishing what we can no longer physically do. So when we come to this Shabbos and we read Parsha Shkolim, so we're able ki'ilu on some level to give of ourselves or to show our desire, our longing, our willingness to give of ourselves the best effort we can to connect and to have that kesher with the other half of who we really are. Well, the emes. And in truth, Nedivu zeh nimsa b'leiv ish Yisrael la'olam. This desire, this longing to give of himself and to connect to above, the truth is it's found in the heart of each and every Jew. It's always there. K'mer shekosav mar zekeini, as my grandfather Chedushim taught, shu b'koach Avram Avinu olav shalom. We receive that in our genes from Avram Avinu, even a Jew who seems to be totally off. We receive that from Avraham Avinu, Kamaych Omer Chazal, Bas Nediv. We see in Shir Hashirim that the Jewish people are called Bas Nediv. Now, the word Nediv means to volunteer. A Nedava means when you give a gift, like it says, Kol Nediv Lev, like by the parasha of the Mishkan. People were volunteering and donating gold and silver, they were donating. And when you're a person that gives of yourself, you're called a Nediv. A Nediv. So the Jewish people in Shir Hashirim are called Bas Nediv. Avraham Avinu was called the greatest volunteer in all of history. Why? Because at that time there was nothing. Nobody believed in Hashem, and nobody served Hashem. He was living in a world filled with Avodah Zarah. And he stepped forward. He volunteered. Avraham Avinu was called the Nediv of all time. The greatest volunteer who ever lived. The greatest volunteer. Because Hashem basically was saying, look at the world. No one else is looking at the world. He was the only one that said, something's going on over here. And he stepped forward. And he said, okay, I'll try. I'll try. And he turned his heart and his mind to belief. So he's called the Nediv. The Jewish people are called Bas Nediv, the daughter of the of Avraham Avinu, of the Nediv. And Hashem guards that point of Nedivus that's in the heart of each and every Jew that comes to us from Avraham Avinu, that we're willing to take that step, to volunteer. We're willing to turn ourselves and to try to bring our lower half up to meet the higher half. We still have that point of nedivus alev, of generosity, and of givingness, and of a willingness to sacrifice that's in the heart of a Jew. We receive that from Avraham Avinu. That's what the Chedushim explains. We should think about when we say the Baruch in Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch HaShem, Mogein Avraham. We're asking Hashem to shield, to watch, to protect that part of us that's Avraham Avinu inside of us. Not to let it, God forbid, not to let it disappear in us. We should feel it. We should have that connection to Avraham Avinu. Ayin Shom. Al Yidei Hisoyrus Nakudazu, through the Hisoyrus, through awakening that point which is sitting in the heart of each and every Jew, Yecholim Levar HaKol, everything will become clear. K'may Shenemar, Kol HaOver Al HaPekudim. By Machzor Shekel it says, the Lashon is Kol HaOver Al HaPekudim, which means whoever passes through the senses. Right? Kol HaOver Al HaPekudim means whoever passes through the senses. But it means over here, kala'ayvel apkudim means, the Svarim say that no matter what a Jew has done wrong in his life, because pekudim also means mitzvahs. So no matter what a Jew has done, kala'ayvel, any Jew, no matter what you've done wrong in your life, it could still bring what? L'chapra al nafshaseichem. That we know that the Masa Shag was a kapara for the Chayta Egel, which is a horrible sin. Because all Hashem is looking for is that we should turn towards Him. And Hashem gave each and every one of us that Masa Shekel inside of us. We feel it from time to time. And if a person connects that lower half with the higher half, so then he could bring L'chapra Anafsha Sechem, could bring a kapara, he could overcome any of his aveiros, he could do tshuva for anything. Even before he's perfected himself, even before the final biru and tikkun of that person and of Mashiach, through this nedivus, on giving of ourselves, and also giving tzedakah. In other words, tapping into that givingness that we have inside of us, that openness to kedusha, we can climb out of the confusion of our lives that was so mixed up that we get lost in this lower world. We take this lower world so seriously that we forget that this is not it, that the Masa Shekel is above, and we forget ourselves in this world. And because of that, we get confused. Therefore, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Shkolim, Mashmina ala Shkolim ba'ala Kelayim. Then when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, it says, Mashmina ala Shkolim, they would announce and call out, Jews, don't forget, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Soon's going to be Nisan. We have to be able to get all the karbanis and everything. So on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce Mashmina ala Shkolim to remind everybody, don't forget, this month you have to bring your Masa Shekel. But the Mishnah says, Mashmina ala Shkolim v'hakilayim. And for some reason, they would warn everybody, be careful when it comes to kilayim. And all the Sfarim told them, what's kilayim have to do with Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why Mashmina ala kilayim? So the Rebbe says, Shal Yidei Hashkolim, that if you work on this inyan that we're learning, and you try to make this connection from below to above, and you try to remember that point of nedivus inside of who you are, and remember that this is not who you are, what you see with your eyes, but there's something much, much higher than this, then through that, through Shkolim, you can come to clarify, to remove yourself from confusion. What does Kelayim mean? Kelayim means I'm mixed up. Kelayim means I'm mixing together two things. So let's go back to the example before. A person doesn't know why he feels like he's in a good mood. So he thinks, oh, I know I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood because I made an extra $100 on that deal. That's nice, but there's something deeper inside of you. Maybe because he said a nice maidani, maybe because he said a bracha, maybe because your neshama sees something that you're not focused on. In other words, you're mixed up. You're mixing up. This world you think is the whole world, and Hashem says that's the biggest confusion of all. This world is a tiny piece of what there is. The essence of who you are is beyond this world. So kilayim means that confusion that we get lost in. So mashmina al hashkolim and al kilayim, that by a person coming to this inyan of shkolim that we're learning, he can clarify and sort out his life and separate between what's real and what's not real. That which connects to above is real. That which is silly and small and has no connection to above, it's not real. So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery coin, and he said, Zeyitnu kaze, like this, that if a Jew works on himself, then the same way he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, you see a half a shekel that's on fire, you could change your life, and you can make your life here in this world to be a life that's with the fire of being a Jew, with the fire of davening, with the fire of learning, with the fire of ben ol machaveru, that a person can mamish change himself. He brings down in the note, we're not trying to read the whole note, but he brings this, a famous teaching on that Bnei Sosa brings from the Zichemach, and other tzaddikim say this, also by the mitzvah of the Shtei Chatzaitzvus Kesef, by the two silver trumpets that were blown in Beis HaMikdash by the Karbonis and so on in the time of war, also by the Chatzaitzvus Kesef. So the Mizrach Magid taught that the word chatzotzros, which means the trumpets, chatzotzros consists of two words, chatzi tzuros, half tzura, half of an image. And he said that a Jew has to realize that what you see here in your body is only a chatzi tzura. It's only half of yourself. That's not who you really are. The true essence of who you are is above. That's and because the tzaddikim were able to come to that and realize that and live that way, that's why by the tzaddikim it says Avraham, Avraham, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, and so on. Because they were able to make that connection between the two tzuros of who I am in this body and who I am in the sharish of my existence. They're able to make that connection. So we should be zayich. We see that it's a tremendous esu atzim this time. And we should be zayich to think about some of these things in Parshas Shkolim at the Ezek Hashem, that on some level the confusion should be removed, and that we should be zoichet to make that connection, so that on some level each and every one of us will be able to hear a little bit of twice, our names twice, that we're trying to connect below to above, and we should be zoichet for that, not just to talk about and to learn and to read the Torah Master Shakel, but to actually be zoichet to bring the Master Shakel when Mashiach came.